All right, I'm going to start reading here. And I'm going to start reading at verse 5. I don't know where I put my glasses. I must have put them down there somewhere. I don't know. Did I put them down there? I don't care, man. This thing, you know, man, I got to get a miracle on my eyes. Yeah. Okay, let's pray. Did we pray yet? Yes. We did pray? Yes. That's why I found my glasses out. That's how I found the patient. Okay, what we're talking about is kingdom families. And let me just read this. Pardon me? What? What is this you're saying? Okay, I'm talking about kingdom families. We're talking on the subject of kingdom families, okay? All right, let's read this starting at verse 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with who? Faithful Abraham. All right? See that scripture said, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now let's go back to Genesis chapter 12. And look at what he said. He actually said what he actually released when God spoke this. He said in verse 3 of chapter 12, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all, what? Families of the earth be blessed. So we're talking about families here. And God is a God of families. And when we look at this, he's a great architect. He's the one that came up with this thing. We didn't originate this. God did. And we know that family has been under attack. And mainly it's been under attack because, of course, the devil is behind it. But he's using people because of Psalm 82. It says that now people are walking on in darkness. Let's go over Psalm 82 real quick. We're going to keep going right on down because I've got 16 minutes and 30 seconds. Well, we can get it all in if you can believe with me. We're talking about the supernatural here. We're talking about how I can deliver a two-hour message in 16 minutes and 32 seconds. That's the God that we serve. All right, Psalm 82, look what he says here. He says in verse 1, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly, except the persons of the wicked, Selah? Defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Watch this. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in what? Darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. All right? So notice what he's saying here. He's saying these people are walking in darkness. And the only reason why they're trying to change what God created, the grand architect of all things, the only reason they're trying to change it, because they think they're right. I said they think they're right. Look at Proverbs chapter 14, please. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. All right, look at verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of thereof are the ways of what? Yes. Are the ways of death. So notice, it seems right. It seems right, but it's a way of death. Now, why does he say the way of death? Come on over here to Galatians in Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Look what it said in Galatians chapter 6, and look at verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap what? Corruption. And he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, I'd like to put that verse 8 up on the board, please, in the Amplified, if you would do that for me, please. And let's read it from the Amplified. Here's what it says. For he who sows to his own flesh, lower nature, sensuality, will from the flesh reap what? Decay, keep going, ruin, keep going, and destruction. So if you've sowed to the flesh, the sensual part, the lower nature, you'll reap what? Destruction. You'll be destroyed. It's not God destroying you, it's the seed. It's the harvest coming in your life. So you can't do that. You got to always sow to the Spirit. Well, let's see the difference between the Spirit and the flesh. Coming over to chapter 5 of that same book, and he shows you the difference. Look what it says in verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are what? Manifest, which are these? What? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness. We're not going any further yet. Let's just go to those right there. Put it up there in the Amplified, please. Thank you. Praise God. All right. In the Amplified, it says, now the doing practices of the flesh are clear, obvious. They are immorality, impurity, and indecency. Now, I'm only saying that when you come up with the rules yourself and say, wait a minute now, I want to have a marriage between Adam and Steve. Now, hold on now. Then I'm sowing to a nature that is sensual and designed to destroy me. Adultery will kill you. And I'm just putting it in here. I'm just letting you know. People come down with stuff. They want to know what they're coming down with. Oh, you're not coming down. You're just on your way to death. You got to understand, folks, God is not against you having fun. But he has set up rules in the earth by which man can stay alive. And that's just the way it is. But the world doesn't know that because they're walking in darkness. And if you try to tell them it's wrong, then they get mad at you. Now, why do they get mad at you? They get mad at you because they think they're right. And it's amazing how deceived folks will fight you to stay in deception. Matter of fact, they'll come against you and so forth, and all the time they're being deceived. Well, we have the truth. We have the light, and God has given us his truth. So what we're doing is we're teaching it, and we're also modeling an example. See, we're showing people. See, Christianity was never meant to be dictated. It was meant to be demonstrated. See, people are trying to look at you and see how they're really supposed to be. So your marriage is supposed to be a picture of Christ and the church. Your marriage is supposed to be a witness to folks at your job that you can live in peace and harmony. Come on over to Ephesians chapter 5, please. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. See, you need truth. And you need strong preaching. See, you're what you're up against is a devil who is not intellectual. So you, I don't care how many degrees you've got or no degrees, you can't think him out. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You got to speak him out. You got to demonstrate him out. Paul said, my speech, I'm feeling like I'm preaching now. My speech and my preaching are not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So your faith will not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Almighty God. Say amen to that. Now, you got to come back to the scriptures in terms of you believing that God will do what he said, especially regarding your marriage. Say amen to that. Because what happened is God has a specific plan for you. And God can give you the best person possible. Give a woman the best man that she probably would ever run up against. Give a man the best woman. But the devil can come in there and make you think that he is not right, she is not right, if you yield to that kind of temptation. But you need to devil-proof your house. You need, come on now, you need to get something in there called truth that he cannot uproot. And this is what I'm teaching you right now. And folks, you need it straight with no chaser. You don't need it watered down again. So it is so weak you can't even tell its word. I'm gonna give it to you straight. Don't commit adultery. Say amen to that. Husbands, love your wives. Praise God. Women, treat him with honor. When you don't treat him with honor and so forth and so on, the next thing you know, he start looking some other way. Because a man needs that, just like a woman needs love, he needs to respect and honor. He needs to believe lack of respect for a man is a major reason for men cheating on their wives. Because they go out there and some woman making him feel admired. And if there's no respect in the house, all of a sudden he starts considering that. And the next thing you know, he tries to cross that line if he's not anchored in the word. But if you bring him in here, I'm going to give him something every week that's going to keep him. Say amen to that. Now, because Job's wife, I won't go there. She ended up saying, you know, why don't you just curse God and die? Man, with friends like that, who needs enemies? Here's David out there dancing. He got carried away. And his wife, Michelle, saw that. And sneered at him and said some things about him. But what happened to her? Anybody remember? She shut up her womb. She didn't have a child for the rest of her days. Now I'm just telling you, it doesn't pay to drop down to the level of the flesh. Because the fruit of the Spirit is love. Come on, joy. Come on now. And you can laugh when ain't nothing funny. No, come on, come on. Now you can laugh. All right. Now, one of the first things that happened is we have to remember that marriage was not designed to complete a person. It was designed to complement a person. And a lot of people trying to get married because they don't have enough money. Boy, I'm fishing in a good hole now. They see marriage as a ticket to a shortcut to complete something that they are incomplete in. And that is not the deal. Whether it be a woman or a man, you need to be whole first. Say amen to that. So I'm just saying, marriage is not to be a place where a person gets completed as a person, because that will open you up to bigger problems. And what happens is, a lot of time, the problems are not really that serious. They're small problems, you know? And women and men, you have to understand that there is a difference, and that God puts us together. And you've been unmarried 20, 30, 40 years. You decide to get married. You got a lot of ways that you're bringing into it. I mean, there are things, my wife, you know, she is not here, so I can say these things. And, you know, there. That certain things, you know, she'd take her stuff and in the bathroom and all over the vanity and so forth, stuff spread all out. And you know, I mean, what up? And I tell her, you know, you move this, all you and this, move upstairs. You get. And I had to explain to her, I said, I don't have anything against it, baby, but I'm just the opposite. I got to have this thing clean. I got so forth and so on. And she understood that. I mean, we didn't fall out about it and go have to get some marriage counseling. But do you know that's what people do? They let that and then that and then that and then everything is wrong. Wig turned the wrong way. Just anything, just you, and you got to stop that. You got to put an end to that. You got to say, wait a minute. Marriage is about sharing. It when you, most problems in marriage develop out of selfishness. You have been in charge of your own life for all these years, and all of a sudden, now you got to share with somebody else. Folks, it's about give and take. I'm going to give in on this one. I'm going to take this one. Oh, I can't give it on, so forth. But it's about you working it out. And I believe that's why it, in by the Bible, now the architect made it so that you're supposed to have 1 year off when you get married, so that you can work everything out. You can find out what end to squeeze the toothpaste on. You can find out, come on, how you want the roast to be cooked. Yeah, all of that, work it out, then go back to work. But I'm saying today, we come into it with deficiencies. We come into it, some people bitter because the man that I used to have, what he did to me, or whatever have you. And let me tell you, you got to leave all that baggage out. You got to get whole first and then step into this thing and get ready for the ride. All right, now, as far as kids are concerned, many families are blending today because you're coming from situations. Now, understand, divorce, there are provisions in the Bible that talk about divorce. Now, originally, God didn't have divorce, as Jesus teaches. Now, why? Because Adam and Eve walked with God. They were fully spiritually mature. Most Christians are still carnal. Got it? They were in a whole nother category than you and I, most people now that are out here right now. Adam walked and talked with the Most High God. That is spiritually mature. Different environment today. So God has to make provisions for those. Say amen to that. We'll go in there and talk about it a little time. But that blending, you come into it, children are coming into it from different families. And how do I treat those children? You treat them like you treat your own. They, once you come into it, they are now part of your family, totally. You adopt a child, you don't treat that child differently than you treat your own child. that adopt, look at, here's Jesus and the Jews, and then he went out and got you who were no people and grafted you in there and treating you just like he treats them. So you're going to set aside for that college education just like you set aside for the one that's your own. Say amen to that. Now, in these situations, you got to use faith to get along or to get over humps sometimes, to get over some of those rough places and realize it takes work, that you have to constantly maintain marriage. And it gets better, guaranteed. It gets better and better. I'm looking at my wife now. We just laughing more than we ever laughed in our life. And that is the truth. But I'm just saying that we come from all kinds of images and so forth. Now, it says I'm out of time. Give me two more minutes. And so forth. Now, in this, I'm not saying stay in an abusive situation. Now, a man is different than a woman. He's born as a foundation and he's by nature got more strength, natural strength. So that for him to beat up on a woman is disgraceful. It's disgraceful. Now just sit here and let me talk about this. And I'm saying, I know some things happened in the past, but you know more now. Now you can control your emotions, you can control your attitude, and you can handle things totally different. Say amen to that. So I'm saying that he has to love his wife as Christ, what? Love the church. And gave himself for it. Say amen to that. And then his children, he loves his children. Say amen to that. And it is not right for a woman to stay in a house where a man is beating her up. No, sir, I do not at all go along with that. That woman is, listen, over in Acts chapter 9, here's what Jesus said to Paul, who was coming out, getting people and hauling them off. Now you can hear the kids crying, mama, mama. Paul didn't care. Hauled them off and consented to their death because they didn't believe like Paul believed. Now understand, he got forgiven for all of that because he got born again. Say amen to that. But notice what Jesus said to Paul on the road to Damascus. He said, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? So if that man hits that woman, he's hitting Jesus. Got it? And he ain't gonna stand for it. Now, the next thing is those kids. Remember what Jesus said. You offend one of these little ones. It would be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and you thrown into the ocean than you offend one of my little ones. God is concerned about abusing children. Boy, don't make me preach. I told you, I got something for you. Those children are our future. Say amen to that. And if you go in this scripture and see how God sees children, you'll come out with a whole different attitude. Boy, we want to take care of our seed. I was looking it up last night, even in the book of Exodus. Notice what Pharaoh did. Pharaoh came and he saw Joseph had died, and then he got the midwives. He said, now all the male seed of Israel, when they come out of the womb, kill them. Satan is after seed. Yes. Say amen to that. Amen. Especially after men and little boys, because that's why it's harder many times to raise them. Because he knows they got the seed. He wasn't after Eve, he was after Adam. Because Adam had the seed in him that could continue the family. Give the Lord a praise, that's all I got. Now, I know some things have happened in the past. It's time now to forgive. It's time now that if you've been acting a certain way, change. Somebody said, well, I can't help it. Wait a minute. Now, the Nuremberg trials had Germans who were officers in Hitler's army that were causing thousands of millions of people to be killed. And in that they said, why did you do it? Well, I was under orders. That's why I did it. Wait a minute. You still got a free will. You can still step back and say, nope, I'm not doing that. And I'm telling you, don't be talking about the devil made me do it. You step back and tell the devil, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. This is my child. This is my woman. I ain't doing that. Give the Lord a praise. We're going all the way to glory. Anybody here, you need to be saved. Now, this is your time. As God is speaking to your heart right now, you remember this. Jesus is the way out.